Good morning. This year will be aired on the 33rd day of the Omer, Lag BaOmer. And we're learning Klal Hey, Chayodim Klal Hey, and we're looking at Simen Ches. Birach El Talis, Benilkach Miyodai. A person made a bracha on a talis and it was grabbed away from him. Or alternatively, one of the tzitzis became possible before he's able to put it on. And a similar type of mitzvah would occur by another mitzvah that after he made the bracha, before he did the mitzvah, the item became unavailable or became possible. V'chein birach al oichel, person made a bracha on a food. V'nofel miyodoi, and it fell from his hand. V'nimas, and it became repulsive. Ad she'en roi lechol mimeno afila mixes, to the point that you cannot even take a small bite from it. V'chein birach al egois, or person made a bracha on a nut. And he opened it up and found that it started to rot inside. Now, preferably a person, we'll see the discussion later on, preferably a person should open up the egos beforehand. Now, so what do you do? If we have another of the same item, there's another talus there, or there's another apple there, or there's another egos there, it's not the exact same min by the foods, but it's the same bracha. He made a bracha on the nut, but there's also an apple there. And he had intended, when he made the bracha, to put on both talasim, one at a time, but depending on put on both talasim, or to eat both the egois and the tapuach. And he made the bracha on the egois. So since he can immediately switch to another item which was intended, the bracha was intended for, Eitzar Chlatzol LeBaruch. So that would be a valid option, and he would do that, and he does not need to make a new bracha. And he should do that. But Vimlav, if there was nothing else there of the same sort, or alternatively, even if there was, he had no intention at all to eat that other item or use that other item. So the bracha that he made had no relevance to the apple on the table. He was only planning to eat this nut. So then, when he gets a different talus or he gets a different nut, tzarech la'atzer ulevarech, he must make a new bracha in that situation, even though it was there on the table, but it's irrelevant to him because he had no intention to partake of it. This is all talking about that the person did not speak during that time lapse, even in a situation where he's planning to eat the second one, says, okay, he did not speak in between, unless the speech was for the purpose of the need for the bracha. The apple's far away, and he needs to get it, and he has difficulty getting it. He has somebody to please pass it to him. So maybe he should have gotten it himself, but that speech was for the purpose of the bracha, but a person would speak, as we'll see in the next simon. Now, simon tes. Also, lahavzik ben habrocha lasiyas hamitzah oy achila. Afilu b'shtika yosim ikle deeper. A person cannot interrupt, pause between the bracha and the mitzah or the act of eating, even just by being quiet. More than the time of kle deeper. The time of kle deeper, toy kle deeper is a period of time which lasts about a minute. Excuse me, I'm sorry, please. Tarech Libra lasts about a second and a third, about four-thirds of a second. So a person should not even pause that amount of time, preferably. And for sure, a person should not pause the time it takes to walk 22 amos. The time it takes to walk 22 amos is about 11 seconds. The Yesharim, the Tzarech La'atzer LeBaruch, there's an opinion which says if a person pauses the time it takes, that amount of time, between the bracha and the eating, or between the bracha and doing the mitzvah, there's an opinion which says that he has to go back and make another bracha. Now, but even nearly, dafilo shah yersim yishir hilo chabezama, apisha hoyo le Tzarech Klal, eno Tzarech La'atzer LeBaruch. However, he passes that you do not go back and make another bracha, but there is such an opinion that you do, and therefore we should try to avoid that problem. It's all talking about the person did not speak and the person did not move. If a person moved or spoke, the halacha would be differently. Have a good morning.